Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. Edition of RAWF After Hours on the back to, on the RAWF Radio Network. Got me again. All right, but at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, this is RAWF After Hours, and I am Lord Amadeus, the owner and CEO of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host is here, the legendary luchador. He is.
Shoulder as the touch of the world that is older. I turn the switch and
Ladies and gentlemen, El Lakin is here. Good evening, El Lakin.
Hola, mi amigo. ¿Cómo está?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I hear there's something else going on currently here around in the wrestling business. You hear anything about that?
I don't know anything about that. All I know is I'm here ready to jump in both feet to this mania we call After Hours.
Absolutely. And it's a great night to be alive, as folks, we are on the road to Immortal, which comes to you live April 24th from Reliance Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got a lot to cover tonight, so let's get started. First of all, Vacant, we need to go back to Unyielding and give everyone some full Unyielding results that we weren't able to give them last week. And it's actually quite simple as far as all the title matches. Every single title holder retained their championships at Unyielding except one, and that one being the biggest one of them all, the World Heavyweight Championship. STB was not able to fend off the Immortal Griffith. The Immortal Griffith, now an 8-time RAWF World Champion, he will go to Immortal as the World Heavyweight Champion. Your thoughts, El Vacant?
Well, so that means, going before we go on to the big one, but that means that a certain someone who is so positive they were going to lose their belt retained?
That is indeed true. Maeve O'Hare is still your Midnight Hobo champion after fending off the Paragon of Greatness and Unyielding. And it was a great match, though. It was the match. I called it as going to be the match of the night, and it certainly was that in spades. That match was one of the best matches we've had in a long time for that Midnight Hobo Championship. Maeve and Paragon put it all on out there at Unyielding, and Maeve got the W. She is still the Midnight Hobo Champion. So congratulations to her. As I said, all the other champions also retained. Mithras is still Platinum Dragon, Powerball, and White Lightning champions after defeating Claymore twice and the Unsettled King Chris Cage, respectively. Hawkster defeated Liam O'Shaughnessy to retain the FUBAR City Championship. Chris Cage retained the national championship and is well on his way to becoming the longest reigning national champion in RAWF history. The Immortal Griffith, as well as winning the world title, retained the Triple Crown Championship against Killer Neptune and Joe Boo. Kane the Governor defeated Eva to retain his multimedia champion. And Killer Neptune defeated the Paragon of Greatness and Uncle Frank to retain his Champion's Choice Championship. Other matches on the card, the Razor defeated Raven the Enchanted in their challenge match, defeating Hotshot Chaz in their – well, actually, that one went to a draw. I'm sorry. The first ever draw of a scaffold match I've ever seen in my life, as both men hit the floor at the exact same time while falling off the scaffold. Mithras defeated the Hawkster in their high-voltage steel cage match. The Cougar defeated Aaron McFadden in their special hardcore cage match. Dev defeating Nightcrawler in their Unyielding brawl. Blake Bradley over Starshot in their match. Denzel the Giant defeated Revenge Gibson in their special challenge match. Teflon Sheik defeating Mystic Maniac in their special challenge match. So Unyielding now officially in the books, El Vacant. And your thoughts on the Immortal Griffith once again being World Heavyweight Champion?
First of all, he's going to be insufferable. Like, I can see him out there, and I can see the little cocky grin already. Oh, God, it's going to be painful. Right, but other than that, look, congrats to him. It was a hell of a match. A lot of people thought he wasn't going to be able to do it. In fact, actually, a certain member of the roster was creating a betting line, and I think the bulk of, more than half the people were saying that he couldn't do it. So I'm curious to see how he reacts to that. Look, it was a really good match, and the thing actually I took away from the match is, Griffith rode STB really hard for 2 months, right? Like, he said some really, downright brutal things about the man for 2 months, just belittled him nonstop. But you know, at the end of that match, you know, he helped him up that mat, shook his hand, and gave him props, like, you know, in an interview later. Like, he's, like, if STB, you know, STB may have lost the title, but, you know, there's not a lot of people that, you know, Mr. Ego Man over there, you know, speaks well of after he beats them. So, I mean, I guess he gained something.
Absolutely. And it was a hell of a night for the Immortal Griffith. He is now an 8-time world heavyweight champion, and if he keeps racking those up, nobody is going to catch him. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think anybody ever will. It'll take a long time for anyone to catch the Immortal Griffith and his world heavyweight championship at times of holding it. So congratulations to Griffith. We will be speaking with him in a little while. But moving on, results from last week's Superstars, and a little bit of a hee-hee that I have to bring up, Elvaken, about last week's Superstars in Sacramento. First of all,
I like hee-hees.
Yeah, you're going to love this hee-hee. Let's see, if I remember correctly, it was Sacramento. Let me go to the scene real quick to make sure I've got exactly what I'm looking for. There it is. So in Sacramento, we had a Superstars Championship match. Starlight still your Superstars champion after defeating Deez. The men's championship match still ongoing between Denzel and the Teflon Sheik, I do believe. However, Estrogen Championship matches over Tigress still your Estrogen champion after defeating DW. But one of the funniest things I saw happen in Sacramento. Did you see what happened with Claymore's mask in the locker room by any chance?
I did. I had the unfortunate pleasure of smelling what happened to his mask too.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of amusing, especially considering what he ended up having to wrestle in night.
That was hilarious.
I commend Joe Boo on his quick thinking, just because it was absolutely hilarious what he did. So he had to end up. He wore a Paragon of Greatness mask that they bought, that was bought at the souvenir stand at the arena. So that is absolutely hilarious.
You know, I bet right now Claymore's really mad that he never signed that contract to let us sell replicas of his mask, huh?
Well, we'll hear what Claymore has to say about that in just a little bit. We do have some comments from him via Vokaroo.com that we'll play here tonight. But next up, ladies and gentlemen, with Unyielding in the books and Immortal in our sights, it is time for the final rankings for the period, the one that determines contender matches for Immortal. So, El Vacant, if you would, sir.
Oh, I guess I could do that. So these are the finals, right? So obviously, you know, after I'm doing this, you're going to hear some important news for the Road to Immortal, right? All right, So in 25th place, we have Crazy Mama. In 24th place, we have... correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is the first time he's made the final 25. AF James is in 24th place. In 23rd place, we have the Brick City Bard, Liam O'Shaughnessy. In 22nd place, we have the Champion's Choice Champion, Killa Neptune. In 21st place, we have the Estrogen Champion, Tigress. In 20th place, look at that, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. Hobo Ezekiel in 20th place. In 19th place, we have Money Sue. In 18th place, we have... That's the scariest man I've ever seen backstage, Uncle Frank. In 17th place, we have... Hola, Koga. I talked to you in a little bit, but you're in 17th for the month, so yay, go you. In 16th place, we have Blake Bradley. Relatively newcomer there, good for him. In 15th place, we have Deez. In 14th place, now this is a name we don't usually see up in the top 24 at the end of the month. We have Buckshot, so congratulations to you, Buckshot. 14th place, sir. In 13th place, we have our Anything Goes and National Champion, let alone the most aptly named man in all of professional wrestling, the unsettled Christopher Gage. In 12th place, we have our multimedia champion, Kane the Governor. God, it hurts me every time I read that. 11th place, we have Joe Boo. In 10th place, we have everyone's favorite Raptor Dweller, Eva. Congratulations. In 9th place, we have our current men's champion, Denzel. So, you know, look, I kind of gave him a little bit of crap, but, you know, he, you know, I kind of said that, you know, maybe changing things up was not smart because he was doing really well, but he changed things up and now he's in 9th place. So I admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong, Denzel. Congratulations to you. In 8th place, we have our current and still Midnight Hobo champion, Maeve O'Hare. Hola, Maeve. How you doing? In 7th place, we have Simply the Best. In 6th place, we have the Paragon of Greatness. In 5th place, we have Starlight. Hola, Starlight, I see you. In 4th place, we have our current World Supreme Fighter and Ultimate Gauntlet Champion, the Immortal Griffith. In 3rd place, we have not Paragon, Claymore. In 2nd place, we have... Really? All right, cool. In 2nd place, we have the Teflon Sheik. And in 1st place, we have our current Platinum Dragon, Powerball, White Lightning, and Hatfield and McCoy champion, Mithras. So there you go, everybody. Those are your top 25.
So, wow. That is an interesting top 25, to say the least. And it looks like it'll be a battle between the title machine and the Teflon Sheik for a possible World Heavyweight Championship match. But we'll talk to that about that in just a moment. We've got a couple other things that are more important. All right, hold on one second. All right, there we go. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we got a big announcement now. The Xanthu the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament 2022 is now vet for signups. It is now, we are now able to sign up for the tournament. The tournament is made, and you need to get in. There is a scene out there, and I need for everyone to pay attention to that scene. JBS it every chance you get, because I want to get as many people into this year's Xanthu the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament as possible. Let's take a look at the payouts, El Vacant. It is the total payout for this year, 300 million coins, a record for the Xanthu tournament, 300 million coins, 16,000 wrestler bucks. We got an entrance video being made by Iron Horse for the winner. Two promo picks will be made for winner and runner up, and two companies will be given out. So the winner of this year's tournament will get 150 million coins and 10,000 wrestler bucks, an entrance video, a promo pick, and a company. That is the biggest payout in Xanthu tournament history. Runner-up to get 60 million coins, 2,000 wrestler bucks, a promo pick, and a company. Each semi-finalist will get 25 million coins and 1,000 wrestler bucks each. And the four quarterfinalists will each get 10 million coins and 500 wrestler bucks. So the payouts for this year's tournament are bigger than ever, El Vacant. What do you say? What do you think? Are you excited?
I mean, I'm always excited for this tournament. It's a huge tournament. You're one of the biggest events in the entire industry. It always brings out the best of the best. We've had some really interesting winners over the years, you know, I'll be curious to see who makes a name for themselves this year.
Indeed, and it is going to be huge. Already over 50 people have signed up. If you are in RAWF, you should be able to just go to the event tab, click on the Xanthu the Platinum Dragon Mobile Tournament, and hit join. If you're not currently in RAWF, the scene is out there, or you can message me or one of the other wonderful RAWF GMs for an invite, or they will message me, tell me you want an invite, whichever one pertains. I know a couple of the GMs do have invite powers, not quite all of them, but they can at least pass along messages if need be. All right. I'm told, El Vacant, we have someone who needs to come on immediately. I guess I better bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the reigning Platinum Dragon, White Lightning, Powerball, and Hatfield McCoy champions. He insists on coming on before I go any further. So let's find out what is on the title machine's mind. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mithras the Title Machine. Good evening, Mithras.
Okay, first of all, fuck off, Jobu. Anyways, I wanted to say, sorry, I'm going to tell you how I really feel. I wanted to let everybody know that I am not going to take the World Heavyweight Contenders match because I have too many titles and I think we need to change things up. And so I'm going to take a pass. And so I'm going to pass that along. LA, it's up to you. I assume that you would have the Teflon face Claymore.
Well, I mean, Mithras, if you're dropping out, if you are refusing the contenders match, then yeah, that is exactly what it will happen. Because that means it would be 2 and 3, Sheik and Claymore for the shot at Immortal Griffiths World Heavyweight Championship. So that's big. That's actually big, and I actually need to go down to recalibrate some of these contender matches real quick. Actually, I'll just send them off to Unstoppable real quick.
All right, thank you. Hey, and I wanted to say, you know, I like being magnanimous and being kind and giving, but there's also the added pleasure of seeing two TNE members rip into each other for the world title. It's just like, you know, an added benefit.
Well, I, you know, and it's interesting that those – we'll talk about that match here in just a little bit. But Mithras, yeah, it's interesting that you would do such a thing. But in this case, and I just got the new list of contendership matches, and let's talk about who – there are two people now in line for a shot at your Platinum Dragon Championship tomorrow. Would you like to know who they are?
Sure.
One of them is a member of TNE. She is Starlight. She, however, will have to get past the Paragon of Greatness tomorrow if she wants a shot at your Platinum Dragon Championship. It will be Starlight versus Paragon of Greatness. The winner will face you at Immortal for your Platinum Dragon Championship. Your thoughts?
Bring it on. Bring it on.
All right. Simply put. Well, I guess I guess we'll find out. Hopefully by next week we will know which one will be facing you at Immortal. But and interesting that you would turn down the World Heavyweight Championship contender match, but I don't blame you. You're already going to have a full plate at Immortal as it is. So why? Yeah. at least three or four titles you have to defend. So one.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, you're still going to be front and center at Immortal. A big star is still going to be making me a lot of money. So it's all up to you.
Well, I bring in the biggest gate and the highest ratings, you know, because of my fan base. So it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
All right. Well, Mithras, stick around. We can talk more with you later, but I got to get moving ahead here. And so that's big news, El Vacant.
Yeah.
That's just the title. Mithras the title machine, even though finishing number one in the rankings this period, turning down the opportunity to be in the main event at Immortal. So interesting, to say the least. So now that means it will be Teflon Sheik versus Claymore tomorrow for a shot at the Immortal Griffiths World Heavyweight Championship in the main event at Immortal. Now, it's an interesting, Al Vacant, because we're talking about two guys that Griff has faced quite often in here in RAWF. One of them has kind of had his number in the past, although he has won the title. So, and is a former World Heavyweight Champion in Claymore. The other one, the Immortal Griffith, certainly has his number. I cannot remember a time when Teflon Sheik had any chance against the Immortal Griffith. So, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow when it's Sheik versus Claymore?
You want my honest opinion?
Mm-hmm.
I think Sheik's going to walk in. He's going to lay down. He's going to give the match to Claymore because he doesn't have any – he knows he doesn't have a shot in hell at taking that title off of the Mr. Ego Man. And, you know, Clay's been making a lot of noise about being in the main event at this event. And I think he's done it before with members of his stables where he just sort of lays down and gives them the match, you know, because he thinks that's, quote-unquote, best for the business or whatever term he's using that week.
Well, we will find out. We will hear from the Immortal Griffith later in the program. But here is the lineup, the full lineup that we have for tomorrow's superstars. Starlight, along with being in the Platinum Dragon contender match, will be defending her superstars title against AF James. We mentioned Teflon Sheik versus Claymore, Starlight versus Paragon for the World and Platinum Dragon contenderships, respectively. National title contender match. It will be Eva taking on Jobu. That is going to be interesting. Stick with me on this. STB, who actively also requested a drop down. If he specifically wanted a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship, which he would have gotten a national title contendership match, except he requested to drop down to Hobo, allowing Jobu to move up into the national title contender match. So the Hobo contender match will now be Simply the Best versus Buckshot. FUBAR City contendership match, it will be former FUBAR City champion Deez to take on Blake Bradley. Two Triple Crown contendership matches. It will be the Cougar versus Hobo Ezekiel and Uncle Frank versus Money Sue. Four RAWF Hall of Famers there vying for a shot at the Immortal Griffiths Triple Crown Championship at Immortal. Multimedia contendership match. It will be Killer Neptune versus Liam O'Shaughnessy. The winner goes on to face Kane the Governor. So that is the contendership lineup, El Vacant. Your thoughts after hearing all that?
I mean, I'm not stunned because it's Immortal, but it looks like, you know, we've got some really potentially explosive matches for Immortal here. I mean, I already have some people I think are probably going to, you know, win their matches. I see some matchups that seem pretty obvious, but I don't think any of these contenders matches are given, right? They're not you know, like, oh, this is a done deal.
No, I agree.
Well, I already made my comment on that.
And these are always the biggest contender matches of the year because it means you go to Immortal to challenge for a championship. And it is certainly going to be a hell of a show tomorrow here in San Diego at the Pechanga Arena. Pechanga Arena. That is such a weird name. Say that five times fast, Olvega.
That. Well, that wasn't hard.
Never mind. All right. So that is the lineup thus far for superstars tomorrow. The contendership matches. It's going to be a war. All right. So it's time to get to some GM reports. I've got one here from Unstoppabot. It is The Tags report, season 3 of REWF Tags has started with 26 teams. Rounds 1 and 2 are posted. Good luck to all teams. That from Unstoppabot. Thank you. Thank you. Now let's bring on our High Voltage Invitational and Anything Goes GM. She is the First Lady of Anarchy. She is the Cougar. Cougs, good evening. Cougs. Cougs.
Yes.
Before she says anything and before we get involved, I just want to say something in my own defense. On show, Mr. Levitan said something that I did not endorse. I didn't, like, he said that I had a favorite redhead and he said it wasn't you. I did not say that. I did not imply that. It wasn't me. So, like, talk to him.
But I don't like him.
Well, and now you have less reason to like him.
Well, I don't know. If he helps me beat Hobo, I might like him.
No, that's fair.
Okay. How you doing, boss?
I'm doing great, Cougs. First of all, did you get that all out of your system? Because I just now saw your statement just moments ago. Did you get that all out of your system?
No.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's just the beginning. Yeah, war's been declared.
All right. So let's have an Anything Goes report, if you would.
Okay, Anything Goes. I have not set the matches yet. I have announced who's going to be in the season. The reason I didn't set the matches was because I wanted to make sure I gave everybody the match for this round and to remind them not to start until they see the match tips posted in the trash talk. Otherwise, guess what? You lose. Okay, so the first match is a backyard brawl, 150 health, 5-day time limit, no defense, attack moves only. And I will be setting those matches up probably this evening, tomorrow at the latest.
All right. Sounds good. Awesome. And how about the High Voltage Invitational?
High Voltage Invitational tournaments have started. So we're just waiting for them to finish so I can get those matches going and we can have a contender for Myth.
All right. Awesome. Awesome sauce. And thank you again for also keeping an eye on the Xanther scene for me. I see you've been doing some inviting as well. I appreciate it very, very much. We want to get all these people in as much as we can because we just got 3 short weeks till the Xanther Memorial Tournament drops at Immortal 9. All right, Cougs, stick around. Got a couple other questions to ask you here in a little bit. But as of right now, that's all the GM reports I have on my desk and or on air. So time to move on then. So I guess there's really no other place to start, El Vacant, than with the new World Heavyweight Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, he is now an 8-time RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. Please welcome.
Famous. I am immortal.
Immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, at Unyielding, he defeated simply the best to become the 8-time RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Well, you know, I think we may have to rethink that tagline, the Immortal Griffith. I think I may have earned a new one here. I think the new one would be the Immortal Griffith, better than the best.
Well, you certainly proved that at Unyielding, no doubt about it. It was a great match between you and STB. And even after,
I joke, I say things like that, because my fans expect it. But look, it was a hell of a match. I have to give him a lot of credit.
Well, and it certainly, as I said, it certainly was a great match, and STB did everything he possibly could to try to fend you off, was unable to, and now you roll into Immortal as the World Heavyweight Champion. And
as
I don't,
it should be.
What's that?
As it should be.
As it should be, as you did last year as well at Immortal. But as you heard, I'm certain you heard earlier, your opponent will not be Mithras the Title Machine, as he is abstained from being put in the world title contender match. It will either be one of two men that you know very well. One, you have his number. The other one has beaten you before in World Heavyweight Championship matches. One is the Teflon Sheik. The other is Claymore, both members of the Necessary Evil. Your thoughts on this contender match and which one you would prefer to face at Immortal?
Well, all right. First, we're going to back up. I kind of want to go on record here about Mithras stepping out of this contender match. There was a point in time where I had quite a few belts in the company. I think it was seven. It was seven because it was seven strap Superman. That was the whole thing. Very quietly, we have some of these people that have the reputation that, in the back, they kind of, like, if something's going on, they'll pull you aside and, have a chat. And when that was happening, Mithras did that. He pulled me aside, and he was like, he really kind of, I wouldn't say he gave me a tongue lashing, but, he spoke his mind freely about he thought that, maybe it was inappropriate for me to be doing that, holding on to all those titles. It was keeping some of the younger stars out of spotlights and things like that. And we came down to a point where we kind of agreed to disagree. But I got to give him credit because, he's doing this right now to me. He says that he put his money where his mouth is because he's got a bunch of titles right now. And I've kind of in the back sort of prodded him like, hey, what happened to holding on to too many belts thing? But, he just had an opportunity at the biggest belt, at the biggest event of the year, and he walked away from it because of his convictions. So I can't not acknowledge that. Like, that's huge. Like, this is a guy who, calls himself the title machine and believes so strongly that, you shouldn't monopolize an entire company that he walked away from that match. So keep that in mind, people. I'm sure there are people out there who are going to play it like, oh, he was trying to duck Teflon, as if anyone would try to duck Teflon. Many women would because he's kind of slimy. But that, as a wrestler, no one's going to try to duck him. So it's ridiculous. This is purely a man being a man of his convictions, and kudos to him. That being all said, that leaves us with a very interesting contenders match. As you said, we have the Teflon Sheik, the man who has never managed to beat me, and I mean never, in I don't know how many matches. Like, he's come after me time and time and time again, and it has always ended very poorly for him. And then a man who, you're correct, he has in fact taken a world title from me, but I'm pretty sure that I took one from him. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
The two of you
have faced off, I do believe, on three separate occasions for the World Heavyweight Championship in the past. And I do believe that, to be fair, though, I do believe he has a 2-1 He is up 2-1 on you as far as world title matches go. But you did beat him for the world championship last year's Unyielding.
Correct. And actually, you are correct. We've had 3 world title matches, 2 of which where I have held the title. In the 2 that I've held the title at the time, he's won one, I've won one. I did, in fact, somewhere in his long reign, have a shot at the title at him, and he hold me back. So, you know, good for him. So, look, at the end of the day, the more realistic challenge at Immortal will be Claymore, right? Just the numbers don't lie. We've got a guy who's actually managed to beat me and a guy who has never managed to beat me. So, obviously, one's going to be more important than the other. That being said, we all know that Teflon Sheik has testicular fortitude. I can't even say the word. Testicular fortitude. That's it. You know, of your average mollusk. So, you know, he's not exactly likely to jump at the chance of getting in the ring with me, of all people, at Immortal, just to be embarrassed once again. So I think, I'm kind of loath to say this out loud, but I'm going to. I think Ovechkin's right. I think his prediction is exactly what we're going to see tomorrow. I think he's going to lay down for Claymore, and then he's going to try and claim it's some giant, big, grandiose scheme, when we all know what it'll actually be is him being too afraid to step in the ring with me again.
Well, we find out tomorrow in San Diego if indeed that is the case. Let's talk briefly about the Triple Crown contender matches tomorrow. You've got the Cougar versus Hobo, Uncle Frank versus Money Sue. All 4 of them RAWF Hall of Famers. 2 of them will step in the ring with you at Immortal for that Triple Crown championship. And to be fair, we know that Money Sue's record against you, not great. But the other 3, you know, kind of, who do you want to see win those matches tomorrow and face you at Immortal?
Wait. So for what title?
Triple Crown.
Triple Crown. Now, it's funny because when Ovechkin was reading the rankings, he didn't list me as the champion for that title.
Ovechkin, what's wrong with you?
It's not on the sheet, man.
What?
He's right, though. It's right. It's not on the sheet. My apologies. He's correct. He has 4 titles, not 3. My bad.
There you go. See? Ovechkin's wrong. So apologize for that. I apologize for that, Griff. But you do have the title. We know this for a fact. It's right there among your other bandoliers, your bandolier titles. So,
it's true. Right here. Hold on. Let me spin it a little bit. There it is. Right there.
You've got the Cougar taking on Hobo Ezekiel, Uncle Frank versus Money Sue. Predictions or preferences?
Well, honestly, I hope Money Sue doesn't get through just because he's annoying. I mean, it'll be the easier match if he's through, but it's just annoying. I mean, think of that. He's so annoying, I'd rather face Uncle Frank. Like, just let that marinate for a moment. So let me see. My prediction, what I think is most likely to happen, is it will probably be Cougar and Uncle Frank. Probably. I think Cougar's been doing really well lately, and she tends to show up pretty hard for contender matches. So I think while normally that match would be a coin flip, I think the advantage is hers.
All right, so you're saying you think it'll be Cougar and Uncle Frank, which is still going to be a hell of a match. I think it'll be a hell of a match whoever wins either of those matches, because you're all Hall of Famers, and there's no better match I can think of than 3 Hall of Famers going at it for the Triple Crown Championship at Immortal.
You have a point. I didn't actually put that together in my head, but you are correct. Every possible outcome, it will be a 3 Hall of Famer match.
It will. It certainly will.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be huge. Going to be a big one. And I'm looking forward to seeing who wins those matches tomorrow. Let's talk about...
I want to address something real fast. Real pause. Because someone's out there running their mouth like they do. Look, Joe, we've gone over this time and time again. You know, when you bitch and whine and moan if I happen to talk about you when you don't happen to be right there. But then, like the hypocrite you are, the moment I wasn't here, you were running your mouth about me. I happened to show up to hear it, but you know, you made a big stink for multiple weeks about how that shouldn't be done and how that's horrible. But then the first thing you do when I'm not here is run your mouth. So we all know who you are, all right? But that being said, you're over here trying, you know, when I wasn't here, you're trying to act like how I, what is it? What was the phrase you use? I was the biggest threat. You were the biggest threat to a title I've ever had. And it was one of the biggest matches because of it. You're insane. You are insane. I walked through that match casually. I beat you casually. Like, and then I turned around and had one of the toughest matches of my career a few matches later in the night. So not only did you not manage to win, you didn't even manage to tire me out enough to let STB beat me. So maybe you should crawl back into whatever little mid-card hole you came out of and know your role.
Okay. You get that out of your system?
Yes. Well, briefly. All right.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good because we have another issue to talk about because somebody earlier this week called you out for Superstars tomorrow. You know who it is. We all know Strangleheart, the king of the four corners match, if you will, here in RAWF, has finally decided to put that to the test, the ultimate test. He has called you out of the table. He wants to face you in a four corners match after apparently defeating you on a house show a couple weeks ago. He's now got the kahunas to call you out and try to beat you in a four corners match. Your thoughts?
Well, you're right. Like, I could say a lot of things about Strangleheart. Many things have been said about Strangleheart, but I'm gonna keep this to his talent in the ring. And in the ring, he's quite good. He's very skilled in the ring. I mean, on a mic, maybe not so much. In the locker room, definitely not so much. But in the ring, he's very talented. And yes, he did something that no one else has been able to do in the last 2.5 months, which is actually pin me. And then he decided to, you know, feel his oats and figure, well, if he did it once, he can do it again. And he's challenging me to his signature match. And I feel like there's really only – the only fair thing for me to do with him ending my winning streak is to turn around and end his winning streak because he is currently undefeated in four corner matches. And come tomorrow, that's coming to an end because Strangleheart, you're on.
Whoa. Well, all right. That is the ultimate. I mean, this has got to be the ultimate test of whether Strangleheart really is the king of the four corners match. He certainly bit off a huge hunk. We'll see if he can chew it tomorrow when he takes on the Immortal Griffith non-title four corners match. Wow, that's huge. Extremely huge. Add that to tomorrow's card, ladies and gentlemen, and it is going to be a hell of a show in San Diego. Well, Griffith, congratulations. 8-time World Heavyweight Champion. Going to Immortal as the World Heavyweight Champion. Got to feel good to you.
I mean, it feels right and proper. But no, it does. Eight-time World Champion. I feel, to be honest, I feel vindicated, right? Like I came, you know, I spent 2 months telling everybody that, you know, on a fluke victory, STB cost me something that I hold very dear in this company, which is a record. You know how I feel about the record books and my place in them. It is like there is no secret about how I feel about that. And I was within a hair's breadth of taking a very difficult record to take, which is the longest reigning world champion, the belt that is always under the most scrutiny, the belt that is always having the strongest challenger. And I was literally days away from taking the record for longest reign. I mean, yeah, I tied for most I'm tied for the most amount of successful defenses. And one could argue that the difference in my reign and the other reign is simply a matter of which months we had and how many days in the month there were, because it's such a small number of differences. But it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, the record would specifically state that I'm number two. So now I have to start over, and thanks to STB, that number has started over again. So I feel sorry for anyone who comes after this title in the next year, because I aim to take that record, and I will go through anyone and everyone I have to do it.
All right. Well, Griffith, congratulations, sir, and we shall see who you face at Immortal, hopefully by next week. We will. Any final thoughts on anything that we've been talking about?
No, I think I covered it.
All right. Thank you, Griffith, for your time, and congratulations once again. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is the Immortal Griffith. All right. So, with that being said, El Vacant, he seemed very confident, as always. And as you said, he was a bit humble. He congratulated STB after the match, after hounding him for 3 months. So, you know, kudos to the Immortal Griffith for that as well.
I mean, I'm not sure I'd use the word humble, but maybe I'll go so far as gracious, but I don't think I'd say humble.
All right, fair enough. All right, our next guest tonight, he did not win at Unyielding, but, you know, he's still working his way, still making his name for himself here in RAWF. Let's talk to...
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let some shine. Going out of my fucking mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Tied it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug the trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. Just to throw it away. Just to throw it away. I bleed it out.
Go, stop the show. Choppy words in a sloppy flow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Aaron McFadden is here. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Alamedeus.
How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm having a bad adult beverage and watching WrestleMania in the background.
What? Hey. No, that's
why would you watch an indie show while we're on it?
Why would you watch an indie show when you could be here on After Hours? But at any rate, but good. I'm glad you're relaxing. I'll let you know. You know, you did not make the top 25 this time around, but you did. You were in the top 30, if that helps at all. A pretty decent month for you. What's on your mind, Aaron? What'd you call in for?
Well, thing I just fell short of the rankings for contenders matches for Immortal, but I have a idea for a match in mind for Immortal, and based on the comments of one Mark Caliber from not having his opponent show up at Unyielding the past couple of weeks, I was like thinking, what kind of match can I think up of to give him a match for Immortal?
So you're trying to
and
think,
Donna,
you want it? Okay, go ahead.
So should he accept? This is a match I don't think ever happened in RAWF.
Hmm. Okay. And that would be?
Well, if he wants to have a match and wants someone to show up, well, this match requires both people to show up, because it's an electric chair match.
An electric chair match. Ooh, interesting. So how would that work?
Either person has to beat their opponent down to no health and then strap them in the chair and throw the switch.
Okay. I don't know whether that's something Mark Caliber would be interested in, but I do believe he will be here later in the program, and we'll find out if he accepts that challenge. You're right. That is definitely nothing. That is nothing anything close has ever happened like that here in RAWF. So an electric chair match. That's your challenge for Mark Caliber at Immortal. All right. Well, Aaron, all I can do is bring that up with him when he comes on later, and we'll see what he says. All right?
All right.
All right. So anything else you wanted to cover, or you want to go back to your beverage in WrestleMania?
No, that's about it. That's all I just wanted to say. That's all I wanted to call in for.
Thank you very much, and that will be a great match if Mark Caliber accepts that challenge at Immortal. Electric chair match. I like it. That's a great thought there, Aaron. All right, you sit back and relax and enjoy whichever show you're listening to, whether it be ours or whether it be WrestleMania. All right.
Good evening.
All right. Good evening. That was Aaron McFadden, ladies and gentlemen. That's an interesting challenge there, El Vacant. An electric chair match. And if any, I would think that would be up Mark Caliber's alley. I think that would be something he could set, but we won't know. I won't know for sure till we talk to him.
I mean, it does sound like something he would be like, oh, goody.
You're probably right. You're probably right. All right. So with that being said, let's hear now from I mentioned earlier we had comments from Claymore about what happened last week in Sacramento. Let's get those comments. Huh?
You mean when he lost?
No, I mean when he had his mask.
Oh, yeah. Well, he lost something.
Yeah, he lost something. Let's go listen from the good man.
I know I have. Just a couple of years back, I had a curse laid upon me, completely unjust, and I was forced to fight, bite, claw, scratch, scrape my way to every opportunity. Opportunities that normally came easily to me. And it was embarrassing. And eventually, I did what I had to do, and I ensured this curse was lifted, and everything was right in the world again. And I vowed never to feel that feeling again, yet here I am, embarrassed once again. Somebody broke into my locker room and defiled my iconic mask. And what? For? Why did they do this? It's... didn't understand. And then I looked back at the footage, and I saw that Herbo Ezekiel is the one who broke into my locker room and defiled my mask. A man that I have done nothing but try to help. And I don't understand. As a result, at Superstars, I was forced to wrestle my matches in a cheap, nasty feeling, made in China, itchy, rubbish paragon of greatness merchandise mask that I had to get one of my assistants to go and get from the stall from me. And as I wrestled my matches last week, every eye in the building was upon me, laughing at me. Here's the thing, I don't get it. All I've done for Herbo Ezekiel is to try and make his life better. All I've done is try and help him. And this is how he repays me. He didn't bite the hand that feeds. He literally shat in the hand that feeds. And for what? Last year he ruined my plans with the Maestro. I could have sworn my revenge. I could have beaten him to a bloody pulp. But how can you when someone's as vulnerable as Ezekiel is and damaged by the world? And now this is how he repays me. When I try and help, he defiles my legacy. And I want to help him, but I don't know if I can anymore. I don't think I have it in me. I think Herbo Ezekiel needs something more. Yeah, something more. Yeah, we'll do that.
And of course, this is post Claymore finding out that he is going to be in the world title contender match tomorrow, but it sounds like he's got a little bit of a focus on Hobo now, especially after what happened. That play into his contender match tomorrow, El Vacant.
I mean, if I wasn't so sure about what I already said, I'd say yes.
Well, we will find out. But, yeah, Hobo, just letting you know, he knows it was you, so you might want to be careful. All right, so Immortal 9.
For the
9.
Record, I know it was you, and I thought it was hilarious. Next time you're going to do something like that, let me know. I'll give you a few burritos first.
All right, well, no sign of judgment yet. Hoping that he shows up because he was supposed to make an announcement about the Hatfield-McCoy division for Immortal, but he is not here tonight. Hopefully he will be here soon or at least very much next week. But we do have two matches officially signed for Immortal. One is Killer Neptune defending the Champions Choice Championship against Judgment in a reverse judge rules match. In other words, now Judgment has all the advantages against Killer Neptune. Now, Killer's held that match, that title, for well over a year. And this could be the end. I have a feeling it will be the end of Killer Neptune's Champions Choice reign, and the Champions Choice Championship will go back to its original owner, as Judgment was the very first Champions Choice champion a few years ago. El Vacant, I mean, you kind of knew this was going to happen eventually when Judgment originally took over Killer Neptune's role as choosing the challengers and steps, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Now,
We'll go with
The other match scheduled for Immortal was made last week here on air. It will be Marcus Conan taking on Eva in a special challenge match. Eva has kind of been haunting Marcus in his matches, kept showing up at ringside for some of his matches as of late, kind of stalking him. So he wants her. at Immortal, and she accepted the challenge. Let's hear what Eva has to say about facing Marcus Conan at Immortal, as she has sent in a Vokaru this week.
Of course, I've been honing my skills. Even someone as powerful and influential as me I wouldn't want to get lazy, nor would I. Your desire is apparent to me. But if you are serious, then obviously you have not been paying attention. My name should inspire awe in you and everyone who resonate in your mind. You will know how great I am, how powerful, and you know that you will one day serve me as all will serve me. If I noticed anything odd, anything out of the ordinary, time that someone came to visit me and they didn't know who I was. Weird, right? The masquerade. No. You've got that wrong, darling. Anyone that tries to start trouble with me, you know, the power so gracefully bestowed upon me has made me infinitely powerful. How does it feel to know that I am in complete control?
Still creepy a bit, still mysterious is the Eva, but it sounds like she is ready for Marcus Conan at Immortal, Elvagan.
Yes, that is something you could take away from that. I took away Jesus Christ, this lady is still creepy as fuck.
Well, that is after all. She's been very successful and one of the brightest newcomers in RAWF, and she's having a hell of a year thus far, hell of a rookie year. So, and tomorrow she faces Joe Boo. The winner goes on to face Chris Cage for the national championship, which if Chris Cage wins that match at Immortal, it solidifies him as the longest reigning national champion in RAWF history. So... we will find out what happens tomorrow, Joe Boo versus Eva for the national championship contendership. So, El Vacant Immortal in just 3 short weeks in Las Vegas, and I have here the official song of Immortal 9, and I think we should take a song break and play it. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. We were going to play a quick song, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return, more people to talk to. We have the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion, Maeve O'Hare. Mark Caliber is on deck. And on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, is also still around. We'll talk with all of them and possibly more when we return. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
A blank up to the sound of the silence that allows for my mind to run around with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the stories that I told when my back is to the world that was smiling when I turned. On the wall as you're praying for my foes, and the laughter in the holes, and the names that I've been called. I stack it in my mind, and I'm waiting for the time when I show you what it's like to be worth it in a mind.
Somebody pray for me. I'm praying that somebody hope for me. I'm staying where nobody's supposed to be. Proposted, being a wreck of emotions. Ready to go whenever you let me know. The road is long, so put the pedal into the flow. The energy on my trail, my energy unavailable. I'ma tell it my soul away go. Hey, when I fly on my drive to the top, I've been out of shape, taking out the box, I'm an astronaut. I blasted off the planet, rock that caused catastrophe, and it matters more because I had it. Now I had, I thought about wreaking havoc on an opposition. Kinda shocking, they want a static with precision. I'm automatic, quarterback, I ain't talking sack and pack it up, I don't panic, batter up. Who the baddest, it don't matter, cause we is just.
Everybody wants to be my enemy. My enemy.
That is Enemy by Imagine Dragons. What the hell? Don't know what the heck that's doing there, but apologize. That is Enemy by Imagine Dragons, the official theme song for Immortal El Vacant. And Imagine Dragons going to be the special musical guest at the Immortal Halftime Show that's still, the rest of it's being organized by Judgment, which is another reason I wish he was here. I'd like to get an update on that as well. But I like that song as the new theme for Immortal. What do you think?
It works for me. I mean, you know I'm a fan of the band, so sure, let's do that.
All right, awesome. All right, now let's talk to the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion, the still Midnight Hobo Champion after a hell of a match against the Paragon of Greatness at Unyielding. Let's talk to
set to veer away, and I'm all set.
ladies and gentlemen, Maeve O'Hare joining us. Good evening, Maeve.
Oh, hi.
Cook's hey,
what's that you got there?
Cup of tea?
No, the other thing. The heaviest thing.
I reckon I got a handprint on the dark side now.
Well, I mean, that's sure.
Yeah, you do. She smacked you on the patootie there. But,
I'm sorry, did you just say patootie?
Patootie. That's just one name for it, yeah. The ass, the butt, caboose.
All right. I'll stop playing dumb and give Vacant the satisfaction of saying he told me so. I reckon you're talking about the Midnight Hobo title here.
I maybe. Congratulations.
I consider that probably the greatest title defense you've had to date, just because it was such a great match. You were in there with such a top-tier opponent, and you came out swinging. He came out swinging. He threw his best at you. You threw his best at him, or you threw your best at him and his best at him, and you ended up victorious. Congratulations, a major win, and you are still Midnight Hobo Champion and will go into Immortal as Midnight Hobo Champion. Are you happy?
Jesus, he didn't make it easy on me. Not that I expected him to.
I mean, it's not really his job.
No, it ain't.
That's kind of the opposite of his job.
I would have taken it personal if he'd been easy on me. I still stand by everything I said. I was going in there against easily the toughest challenge I've faced yet as Midnight Hobo Champion. And for a while there, I were certain that he was going to do exactly what I expected and take the belt away from me and go defend it at Immortal. I were wrong, and I will say that. But there's something I was really hoping that more Corker would be here so I could say it to his face. But hopefully he'll catch this on the replay. I was wrong about the outcome of the match. But there's something that I hope when you can bring yourself to go back and look at the footage that you will notice about what happened after the match were over. Because I went back and saw it, and I need you to see it too. You went out and talked to the crowd like you always do, because you are there for the fans. You have made that very clear every match you've ever had in RAWF, that you were there for the fans. And they were there for you, too. You lost the match. You lost the title. And they were still there for you. And I need you to appreciate that. Because that's the difference between us, more Corkra. Whether you win or lose, the fans are excited to see you. The fans love seeing you. The fans appreciate everything that you do out there in that ring. And everything that you do backstage and at fan events and charity events and all the stuff that you don't want us to tell everyone you do. They cheered for me because I came in there with a shiny belt and I left with it. They cheered for you because of who you are. And I want you to remember that more, Corkra. You are more to the fans and to this company, to myself, than the sum of one match. You are essential to RAWF. And don't you ever forget that, or I'll have to kick your arse again.
Again.
And now that we've got that mushy shit out of the way, I had a question for you, boss man, because I reckon I couldn't have heard you proper earlier when you were reading off the rankings and the contendership matches for tomorrow and such.
Uh-huh.
Did you did I have a bit of stupid in the ear when I thought I heard you say that STB had asked to drop down the rankings to have a contendership shot for my belt?
He did.
Oh, he did.
He did.
Specifically, he said he wanted to come after the Midnight Hobo title.
He did.
What the fuck? Why does he want me belt? Tell
well,
me to go after Chris Cage.
Well, I mean...
about.
I have a feeling that, to be honest with you, that would be his he'd have to tell you that himself. And I think somewhere down the road he will be telling you why he did this. But STB coming off a world
check about. Oh my.
Look, you
this is about
you
the
have
title
you
I
have
think it.
You have taken the Midnight Hobo Championship and made it a big deal.
I'm not trying to be dismissive of the Midnight Hobo title. It obviously means a lot to me. It means a lot to the company. And I'm not slagging off on anyone for wanting a shot at it. But don't tell me that he's still on his kick about how I somehow made him lose the world title match.
I
saw something
I mean,
you were whinging about after the show. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean... If you watch the match, he has a point. Like, you come out, you have a conversation with Griffith, and from that point on, like, Griffith just takes over the match. Like, STB couldn't do anything. So, like, he's claiming that he was distracted by, I'm just going to guess, you know, your attributes. And you know, he couldn't concentrate anymore, and then that cost him the match.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I mean, yes, but, you know, apparently he's holding you accountable.
I can neither confirm nor deny that is the reason he dropped down. That is STB's info to share with you. All I can tell you is that he requested a hobo contendership match, and since he was high enough in the rankings to drop down like that, it was allowed. So STB versus Buckshot tomorrow. For a shot at your Midnight Hobo Championship. STB, a former World Heavyweight Champion, going up against Buckshot, who, you know, while no slouch, he went undefeated in the rankings last period. He is on quite the tear. So who would you rather see at a mortal across from you when you defend that Midnight Hobo Championship? Buckshot or STB?
I mean, if we're going on who do I think would be easier to beat, I reckon Buckshot, because, I mean, yeah, he were undefeated, but who'd he face? But, I mean, if STB is going to get this bug up his arse about me coming out and having, like, a quiet word with English, as if that's somehow going to affect the outcome, fuck's sake, and people say I'm superstitious. You know what? I hope STB wins. I hope he wins, and I hope he comes after me Midnight Hobo title, and then he can get as distracted as he likes by my, what were you called it, attributes that he can.
Yes, attributes. We're going to go with attributes.
We'll go with attributes. So, yeah, best of luck to you, STB. You're going to need it.
All right, well, we find out tomorrow whether indeed STB or Buckshot is the next contender for the Midnight Hobo Championship. But as we like to do here, would you like to spin the wheelie thingy and find out who you face tomorrow on Superstars?
Well, I know it ain't going to be English, so sure, let's go for it.
All right. Well, it will be the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion versus the reigning FUBAR City Champion, as it will be Maeve O'Hare versus the Hawkster Bully tomorrow on Superstars. No titles on the line, however.
Speaking of people who've had bugs up their arses about English, must be my month to handle his dirty business. All right. I'd wish him best of luck, but he's British and ew.
All right. Well, good luck to you tomorrow against the Hawkster, Maeve, and we will talk more about your big match at Immortal hopefully next week if STB versus Buckshot is over by then.
Thank you, Bossman. Thank you, Vacant.
All right. Some other news. First of all, Basic Jan, who's been very vocal since coming into RAWF, even though not officially being a part of the roster till just moments ago. Basic Jan will make her rankings debut tomorrow, her superstars debut tomorrow against Akuma Merte.
I just figured she was too lazy to sign her contract.
No. Just been so busy, didn't get around to getting her on the roster. So Basic Jan now an official member of the RAWF roster. Plus, let's see here. Sean the Hitman Hurd has returned to RAWF as well as an official member of the roster. And as have the Brunette Strangler has returned too as a member of the official roster. So thank you, everyone. And Scythe, actually. Scythe has also returned as a member, the official member of the roster. Yes, I knew. I had a feeling I'd get a thumbs up, and she'd be drinking orange juice when I said that. Why did it? I had a feeling. All right. So, with that being said, actually, Maeve.
What?
I misspoke when I said you drew Hawkster.
What do you mean you misspoke?
Well, the wheel was shining in my face. See, I think we got some shiny on that. I gotta wipe it off here, but it didn't come up Hawkster. I was wrong.
All right, Bossman. And who did it?
Brunette Strangler.
That's not better.
Hell. It's better in that I've got something much better to look at while I'm fighting.
That is true. That is quite true.
Also, Brew's got a history of kicking the arse, so. But I'm glad to see her back. I'm always pleased to see Brew. She's a fantastic GM, and it's nice to see her back. I was afraid after you made all those announcements and you were then going to be like, oh, by the way, Maeve, you're actually facing Scythe. And I was going to have some nasty words for Randy.
Yeah, no, I apologize. I don't, like I said, the wheel was shining, was too shiny. I apologize. All right, but anyway.
Maybe you ought to ask to borrow Jen's sunglasses.
Something. I might have to do that. You might be right.
In that case, I will wish my opponent tomorrow the best of luck. Not that she's going to need it. But welcome back to RAWF, Brew. It's going to be a pleasure to see you, even if I don't feel that way after the match.
I apologize for the mix-up there. All right. So, all right. So, with that being said, let's bring back the Cougar. And Cougar? Cougs, are you there? Cougs?
Yes.
So, taking on Hobo Ezekiel tomorrow. If you win, you go on to Immortal to challenge for the Triple Crown Championship against the Immortal Griffith and either Uncle Frank and Money Sue or Money Sue. And I know this title means a bit to you, means a bit to you, 'cause it meant so much to, but talk to me about the opportunity.
Well,
I think I'm a bit more focused this time around. Last month I got the opportunity. I went against Fishman, and I just wasn't focused. And my focus has definitely, what's the word I want? It's more like I'm a sharpshooter now.
Okay. And so it being you versus Hobo, and I know you, he's not on your naughty list. He's not somebody that you dislike. But you're not going to take it easy on him, are you?
No, I love Hobo to pieces. If he ever needs the family will have his back. But no, I probably
intend to put him on his
skin. But I intend to take a few inches of skin tomorrow, just to remind him, I'm the alpha female of the family. And then I'll give him a burger.
So you're going to be nice to him, is what you're saying.
Of course. I love Hobo. How can you be mean to Hobo?
We've seen quite a few people do it quite well.
Well, look who we're talking about doing it.
I mean,
complete freaking idiots.
Levitan can be kind of a jerk.
No, I love Hobo, and I can't wait to get in the ring with him. It's been a minute. So.
All right. Well, good luck tomorrow against Hobo Ezekiel as you fight for an opportunity at the Triple Crown Championship. However, as we said, if you do beat Hobo, the chances of you being in there with two fellow RAW Hall of Famers at Immortal for the Triple Crown Championship is 100%. Whether it be Griffin Money Sue or Griffin Uncle Frank, it will be a tough challenge either way. Don't you agree?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm already worried about having to face Griff. My record against him is awful. But like I said, my focus has really started to pinpoint what I'm wanting. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
People say I'm going for this title. I don't say which one I'm going for, but once it's in my sights and I've made up my mind that I want it, I will put 130% behind it trying to get it.
All right. Well, good luck to you tomorrow against Hobo Ezekiel. A shot at the Triple Crown Championship will be on the line. Any further thoughts on that match or anything you'd like to say?
Good luck, Hobo. Remember, steak on a bun after the fight. Please try not to eat any beans beforehand.
So let him come get burritos is what you're saying?
Oh, please don't let him get burritos. At least not the bean ones. Let him get eggs and chorizo and papas, but no frijoles.
He's very fond of the beanie weenie rito. With a beanie rito?
No beans.
All right. Thank you, Coogs, very much, and good luck tomorrow. All right, so Chris Cage, the national champion, he's asking who got the national title shot. He's pulling for a good opponent. Well, the national contender match tomorrow, Chris, will be between Eva and Jobu. Both of them I think you're very familiar with, and especially Jobu, who apparently really wants to face you at Immortal for that national championship. But first he has to get past Eva. So, should be a very good, interesting match. I actually think that one is one of the more intriguing contender matches tomorrow, vacant. Eva versus Jobu for a shot at the national championship. The winner will go on to face Chris Cage, who, if he wins at Immortal, I believe it will officially cement him as the longest reigning national champion. So, yes, he says, let's go, Eva. Jobu is obsessed with me. So he's obviously pulling for Eva.
That is accurate. I mean, You know, I think Chris is sort of a, what's the phrase in English? Polarizing. He's a polarizing figure. There are some people who really like him. There are some people who think he's a what is it? He's a piece of shit. Yeah, that's it. So, that's going to happen. I wish Eva the best of luck. I think it's going to be a good match between her and Jobu. I think they're pretty evenly matched. I think Jobu is maybe a little more motivated because he does sort of have it in for Chris. So, we'll see.
All right. We shall see. Indeed. Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, a challenge was laid out to him earlier in the program. Let's find out what he thinks of said challenge and whether he accepts. He is.
Well, I see you walking down a dead-end street like a black cat following a limousine. A brand new problem every time we meet, but the same old reason that the grass ain't green. So self-entitled and your talk is cheap. Leave a path of destruction every time you speak. You burned your bridges, but I just won't leave, cause I can't help caring about a friend in need. You drag me down to a hole so deep, I'm crawling out of my hands and knees. I'd stick around, but I know it's gonna be the end of me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Crow, Mark Caliber, has joined us. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening to you, too, and boy, what a surprise that we have for tonight.
Well, I'm certain you heard the challenge laid out by Aaron McFadden. He wants to face you at Immortal in the first ever electric chair match. I'm not sure why he chose you. But maybe, you know, and why an electric chair, but it sounds something, or seems to be something right down your alley. What say you, Mark?
Well, you're not wrong. I heard some of the recent comments, I'm not certain someone beside you, that if it was more positive, but, you know, I've kind of been through that already. Usually nowadays when I see something like that, I don't say it for as like exciting. I would rather say, oh, goody.
So, well, does that mean you accept the challenge or not?
I never said I did not accept that way. I mean, that I wanted someone to show up for once. And the last week, fair enough, Mithras showed up. Not gonna lie, I shall admit defeat. But this one, Aaron McFadden, he not only promised to show up, but he proposed such an interesting match. And as you said, something that's never been done before. RAWF, this is certainly history in the making. Certainly does remind me of the time where Aragon and the Joker squared off in that Pandora's Box of Fun match. That was certainly a first-timer there. And now I get to be once again at Immortal. And this, you know, this may very well be my cup of tea, even though sometimes I find it annoying. But I really do appreciate a challenge that I accept.
All right. It is official then. Electric chair match at Immortal. It will be Aaron McFadden versus Mark Caliber. I am marking it down right now. And it is signed, sealed, and delivered for Immortal, an electric chair match. Mark Caliber, Aaron McFadden. So good luck to you in that one, Mark. That is, it seems like it could be a little bit shocking.
Oh, you got that right, LA. I just hope he's prepared to receive either his overdue electric shock therapy or perhaps a little execution, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. Well, good luck. That is in 3 weeks' time. However, tomorrow on the Superstars, your opponent will be the lovely Cassie Jo, and I'm pretty sure she will also show up for that match, Mark.
Oh, I know she will show up. Matter of fact, we actually had a ladder match not that long ago in another company. A lot of history between she and I. Yeah, I know. Being everything, well, let's say I've also have a move before. But hey, if you want to shout again, feel free.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, and good luck to you tomorrow. And we'll talk more about the electric chair match in the coming weeks, I'm sure. All right, so some of the other matches signed for Superstars that we hadn't mentioned yet. We got Wildfire was here, but she apparently has left. She will take on Dev tomorrow. Let's see, who else is in the chat that doesn't know who they're facing? I think I pretty much already covered it. I don't see anybody else that doesn't know who they're facing tomorrow. Oh, Mithras. Mithras will be taking on the Mancunian Maniac. And, well, the unsettled Chris Cage does not have him. Let's see here. Where is he?
Sitting over there.
I know he's sitting. Oh, he's taking on It's Angel Bitch. That's his opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Oh, Scythers? Scythers. Who is Scythers?
He
just returned this week. Scythe has returned to RAWF. He will take on the men's champion, Denzel the Giant, in a non-title ranking
match.
That'll
be a good match.
That will be a good match.
But, I'm sure you said, who's got the Superstars match?
Superstars, Starlight will be defending the Superstars title against AF James.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah, Starlight doing double duty tomorrow. She has to defend the Superstars title and take on Paragon of Greatness in a Platinum Dragon contender match. Judgment. I hear someone said Judgment wants to know who he's facing. Let's see here. He will take on Miss Beauty Vital tomorrow on Superstars. Other interesting matchups, Redneck Avenger versus Hotshot Chaz. The returning Sean Hitman Hurd takes on Kane the Governor. Let's see. Pennywise versus The Undertaker. Hot Cheese versus DW. Revenge Gibson versus The Rock and One Night Rocker. That'll be a pretty decent match. And, of course, all of the contender matches and rankings matches we will have tomorrow for you in the RAWF Superstar scene here in San Diego. All right. It is now promotion time, ladies and gentlemen. Give everyone a chance for last-minute comments or promotions before we sign off. I will start with Mark. Mark, is there anything you would like to promote tonight?
Yes, a couple of things. First off, I would like to congratulate Nave Fair because in Commonwealth Wrestling, 4 days from now, she will be Scottish Claymore champion for 500 days. And another thing I'd like to promote, my first YouTube video for 2K22 out this Wednesday on my channel. Mark Caliber / Commonwealth. That'll be Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, I apologize if you cannot ask. Anyway, I hope to see you there, and go have a wonderful time. I know I will.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Cool. You got to put me on the spot there. I would like to promote the fact that my best friend, Scythe, is back in IWF, and I hope that all the lads around here are on notice, because facing off against the men's champion, even in a non-title match, is going to have him hungry for that again. So, welcome back, bestie.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. Oh, Vacant, anything to promote tonight?
You know, look, I've always done this thing where it's when people hit, you know, make win titles or do things, I name things something after them on my menu. And it was pointed out to me by one of the nephews that I guess I've been remiss because apparently Mr. Ego Man doesn't actually have an item, a menu item. So I'm taking suggestions for menu items for the current world champion.
All right. Thank you, El Vacant. Mithras, you have anything to promote tonight, sir?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
I mean, I don't think I asked for a menu item, but I mean, I guess if you want to give me one, I'll take it. I mean, food's actually pretty good, so... Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah, no, other than that, I don't really have anything to promote. I'm hunky dory. Yeah, I know what I'll promote. 8. I'm going to promote the number 8.
Fair enough. Thank you, Griffith. Okay, a couple things I need to promote. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned at the top of the program, the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament 2022 is in sign-up phase now. You can go and join the tournament. If you are already in RAWF, it is free to sign up. Just go to the event tab, find the Xanthar Platinum Dragon, or you can go to the scene and let us know if you're not in RAWF that you would like an invite to RAWF to join the tournament. It is join and leave. Prizes are listed in the scene, and I'll go over them again next week. And then also, the RAWF Hall of Fame suggestion scene is still open. I have seen quite a few people put their opinions in there. A lot of names turning up a lot, and I'm sure the Hall of Fame committee is going to discuss most of those names in the coming weeks. And at Immortal, we will announce who will be going into the RAWF Hall of Fame class of 2022 very soon. So, with that being said, I don't think I'm forgetting anything. All right. Well, we can get out of here a couple minutes early, El Vacant. So, with that being said, folks, thank you for joining us tonight on another rousing edition of RAWF After Hours. I'm Lord Amadeus. This is El Vacant. We wish you adieu till next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.